Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Greg Pickle here as well. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Got a good show for you this week. Penn State football for the next hour or so. We're going to go around some news and notes from the past few days. We're going to continue our spring storyline series looking at safeties leading up to spring practice next month. Just what to look for as they go through winter conditioning, as they get into spring football as well. And we'll round things out with Penn State basketball. Jeff Brown going to join us. One of the hottest teams in the country now, Patrick Chambers Lions, won back-to-back games for the first time since the first two games of the season. So that tells you kind of where they were and where they're hoping to go now. This segment also brought to you by GoPSURV.com, by the way. You'll hear that a lot from us this week. Awesome stuff going on. We'll keep you up to date. I did want to mention right off the top, if you have the Keystone Sports app, you've been in the drawing for the GoPSURV.com blue-white game RV. That drawing's going to be held March 14th. Entries must be in by March 12th. March 12th, you got to download the Keystone Sports app. There's like three fields to fill out. It's the easiest thing you'll do all day, but you have to have the app to do it. Get it in by March 12th. And let's get going here, Greg. I know that there's some other stuff happening, but I felt like we should lead off with Penn State getting a special teams coordinator. And Joe Lohrig, who's got a little bit of history with James Franklin, who spent, a minute and a half at Texas Tech, and now he's at Penn State. His resume seems to suggest that he really is, I don't know if an up-and-comer is a good, but a very effective special teams coach who's coached other positions and defense and kind of grasps the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most interesting thing about Joe Lohrig is that he's a guy that obviously was in, people wanted him this offseason. You know, Texas Tech hired him for like 7 minutes, and then he left Texas Tech to come to Penn State once Phil Galliano went to the Saints. So, no, this is a good get. I mean, I think when you see some of the opinions that have been put out there by, various recruiting analysts, you see a lot of people say how good of a recruiter he is. He has some Western ties. Penn State doesn't really have that on its staff right now. It has some guys that have gone out there to recruit, but it doesn't necessarily have one hammer in the West, or it didn't until now, and that gives Penn State something like Jawan Sider, because Jawan Sider came in and Penn State didn't have a Florida guy. They had guys who recruited Florida, but not necessarily Florida guys, and now they have that on their staff. So good news, I think, for Penn State, and a good get for James Franklin. I saw that Texas Tech wasted no time finding its coordinator, if anybody was wondering about that, which I doubt, but at the end of the day, this should bring some really fresh and innovative ideas to Penn State special teams, which it feels like something they really needed.
And it's interesting you mentioned, I never really think about the special teams coordinator being a recruiter. You kind of just think about that spot as kind of like a punter or a kicker. Like, okay, you go do your special teams thing. We'll handle the real work here.
Right.
So now you got a guy who maybe can make the contributions all around. And I think that's exciting because Penn State, not for lack of talent on special teams. You know, like one of the things that we came to know about this team as they went through sanctions and you started to see the bottom third of the roster reach depths that you didn't want it to reach.
Right.
Then they come the whole way back. One of the areas that should benefit the most is special teams, where you've got an army of four stars running down the field. You know, you've got an army of guys who are elite athletes now. So there should just be no excuse for having so many miscues and misplays and missed tackles. They got the talent to do it. Now it seems like they've got the right guy to kind of coordinate that.
Exactly. And I think you'll see, obviously, there was a big impact from Penn State's most talented younger players in 2018 on special teams. Sometimes that went unnoticed because of all the mistakes, but I do believe you'll get a better feel for what those guys can add to the special teams now that Penn State has a guy, again, with a proven track record. And it's not that Phil Galliano didn't have a proven track record, but he wasn't really that good when it mattered most. And I think that's the biggest thing that frustrated Penn State fans this season was when it was time for a fake punt or an onside kick or something, Penn State just didn't look ready and prepared for that situation more often than not.
And I think that's the essence of the job, right? Is to, you know, is to get guys in the right spots. And I think in some of those situations, expecting the unexpected. And then I think even when Penn State called those types of plays, it just didn't look like it had any shot whatsoever, right? So
right.
I think this is good for everybody, a fresh start all around. How about George Campbell coming in from Florida State? That's a name that we hadn't really been tracking. And I think this is the type of situation we're going to be in every spring now with this transfer portal where there's just going to be surprises. Penn State loses a couple. Brandon Polk, Juwan Johnson, who ended up at Oregon. Now they get in George Campbell, who was an interesting player, injured quite a bit at Florida State, not even close to coming to making good on his five-star recruiting rankings. He was a national recruiter who ended up there. Not much to lose if you're Penn State. I'm always curious in this situation. I know that a new environment, a change of scenery can be good, and maybe a new strength staff can help him stay healthy. This is a guy who, when he was coming out of high school at 6'3", and now he's in the 210 range, ran a 4.36 in the 40. So there's clearly some upside here. You're just not sure. Can this guy really come in and practice for a little while and get up to speed and really make a difference? I think it's, you know, you probably can't expect that.
Well, so again, this is sort of the biggest problem with the transfer portal in a way, is that everyone that leaves, it's very easy to dismiss as this, that, or the other thing, and basically explain away why they're leaving and why it's not that big of a deal. But then when somebody comes in, you know, the knee-jerk thing to do is to say, oh my, look how good this guy is, we're getting a steal here, yada 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 yada, if you're a Penn State fan. And that's fine and well, but at the end of the day, you know, there's a reason George Campbell didn't thrive at FSU. Injuries were as big a part of it as anything. So can he stay healthy? That's a big question mark. Can he fit into this offense and be an impactful player? That's a question mark. Can he do it? Sure. Will he do it? You know, it's based on everything so far. We know he was really talented in high school. But, you know, I believe it was The Athletic that wrote and quoted Barton Simmons from 247 Sports, who was kind of like, I can see why we had him ranked as a five-star, and I can also see why some of those things were maybe projections and not necessarily the definites. And, you know, he was a big, fast kid, but he wasn't a polished route runner. He didn't always, you know, do the best job catching the ball. Well, if you can't do either of those things at the college level, you quickly become, you know, a two- or three-star recruit or a two- or three-star player that was a five-star recruit in this case. So I think anytime you can get a guy with that kind of potential and size, I don't think it definitely doesn't hurt you. It'll add some depth to that receiver room and all that kind of stuff. But I think maybe it would be good to tamp down the expectations some until we see what this guy can actually do.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the message. Is you know, you get excited, I guess, just about the possibilities in a new face. And I do think that Penn State's receivers room, they probably needed somebody who's been around for a little while, because the oldest guy in that group, before this, was a redshirt sophomore. So somebody with a little different experience, and certainly maybe somebody who can run and get vertical. Maybe there's a play or two he can make this season. But the idea of him making a prolonged impact is faulty at best.
Yeah,
it's faulty
at best. I 100% agree with you. I wouldn't write, like I said, not going to completely write off his chances, but he's going to have to earn his reps, of course. There's a lot of guys already in that receiver room that are young but have earned their reps, and I know they have a new receivers coach, so things will kind of reset a little bit. But yeah, there's no doubt about that.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they love you guys. They love the Keystone Sports Network listeners. Want to extend a very special offer for the Blue-White game. They've lowered their rates to $350. That's a starting point for a group of four arriving anytime Friday Blue-White weekend and staying through Sunday morning. You got a free parking and free shuttle to and from the stadium. Admission is free. You can avoid some of those other little costs while spending the weekend in a full-on tailgate scenario, 2 days plus of that. And $350 for a group of four, you can do the quick math there. It's probably less expensive than you'll see in some of those other places if you are planning on spending more than a day in State College. Check them out at GoPSURV.com. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we're giving away an RV for the Blue-White game by entering using the Keystone Sports app. You download the app, Keystone Sports. There's a button. You fill out a couple fields, nice and easy. You got to be in by March 12th to be eligible. The drawing will be held on March 14th. One other thing to touch on before we kind of move on. I want to touch on, you know, we'll get to the NFL Combine. I want to do a little career assessment of Christian Hackenberg, considering he was just benched in his AAF career.
Right.
But Micah Bowen's getting this commitment from a kid. I know that this happened, and probably the guys last week, Ross and those guys, broke him down a little bit. But I wanted to get your thoughts on, I guess, the approach here at quarterback, because I was a huge fan of his game when you look at it. Somebody who makes quick decisions, somebody who can make plays on a full-on sprint out of the pocket. That's where, you know, when he's under pressure, he seems to be making really good choices and good throws, putting the ball in good spots. He's a guy from Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, who they do a lot of winning out there. He makes a lot of winning plays. He's not the biggest guy in the world, so he ends up being a 3-star. But I think we're seeing more and more, and Christian Hackenberg is maybe a really good example of the contrast here, that who cares? I think Penn State is perfectly happy getting a guy who's 6 feet, who's 190 pounds, who has the ability to make plays that win football games, and that's what they're going after. Trace McSorley, Sean Clifford are in that realm. I think Taquan Roberson is in that mold, and now you get Micah Bowens in that mold too.
Yeah, Micah Bowens is interesting because is the size the biggest and main reason he's a 3-star? I think that's the biggest question mark at this point, because he plays it – so sometimes we talk about guys being 3-stars, and we talked about this a little bit with Will Levis 2 classes ago, being a 3-star because he played in a state and at a school that might be overlooked. It may not be, you know, evaluated all that much with the recruiting analysts. Well, Gorman is not that case. You know, Gorman is one of the premier college program or high school programs in the country to prepare kids to go to top college programs. So these guys have seen him plenty of time. They still rank him as a 3-star. I imagine size is probably why. I also agree with you, though, that there's a lot to point to say that relying on the prototypical perfectly built passer isn't as much of a sure thing as it used to be. And some of these guys, like a Trace McSorley, have really, you know, changed the narrative. So obviously, there's, you know, probably for every one guy built like Trace McSorley, there's probably, you know, 15 guys built like him. There's probably only one guy that can do what he did at the college level, probably 150, not 15. But at the end of the day, Bowens is a good get in this class, especially because you knew it was going to be tough for them to find a quarterback, I think, just simply based off the fact that they just took two. They haven't missed one in a class yet, so the depth chart's pretty well stocked.
You're not going to land the best of the best coming off getting two guys in the previous cycle, but Micah Bowens is an interesting player. Not a huge arm, not a huge frame, but I'm not sure that it really matters for Penn State. A good get there in 2020. All right, we're moving on. We're going to talk Christian Hackenberg. We'll talk NFL Combine and some other things as well coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.